Hey there and hello, I'm your Andrea Cuomo, hostess with the mostest, Michael Munoz, and welcome to In Yo Mouth!
In Yo Mouth.
I'm the queen of food who's always in the mood to lick it right, lick it good, show you how to
look. Oh god, that's good.
I want to know what you eat from the streets to the sheets, so open wide, honey, I'm coming.
In Yo
Goosebumps.
Hey there and welcome back, folks. Once again, I'm your hostess with the mostest, Michael Munoz. And oh my God, it is the most beautiful day here in New York City. And we have been having not so great weather. So I am in the best mood. I've gotten out today. I've gotten my vitamin D. And with me today on the podcast from what, about like five blocks away? And also in quarantine, joins me on the pod, one Ruth Walker. Say hi to the people.
Hello, people.
So
I've forgotten how to communicate with people now.
Right? Because we've just been inside.
Yeah.
Like, I've even found myself, when I go downstairs in my building to like retrieve a package or something, that I'll say something. Like, I'll be asked a question, I'll say something, and it'll sound a little short, and then I'll have to, like, apologize and be like, oh, my God, I haven't been talking to people, and I didn't mean for that to come out that way.
Right? And there's no social cues now because you have your mask on.
Right? And so no one knows. Yeah, no one knows if you're smiling, if you're angry or anything. So In Your Mouth, listeners, if you've been with me for a while, you may know that Ruth and I now go way back, right? Because I write for West 42nd Street, which Ruth is the editor for, right? Yes,
right?
West 42nd Street Magazine. That's your new jingle.
You are now employed to write to sing our new jingle.
And I thought it would be really, really fun and a positive spin after all of these past couple podcasts, which have been a little introspective and a little bit more about like the ins and outs of quarantine, to bring Ruth on to talk about something that the magazine recently did in highlighting all of the open businesses in the Hell's Kitchen area. But before we get there at all, I need to wish you happy National Shrimp Scampi Day.
Yay!
It's National Shrimp Scamp. I'm very sing-songy today. I think
is that a prawn? Is it just a prawn?
Oh, yes. It is okay. A prawn. I forgot. There's a language barrier.
We in the UK just called it a plain old prawn.
Well, happy prawn scampi day. Well, you know, you say prawns and I say shrimp. You say...
I feel a Broadway show coming on.
Oh my God, a shrimp scampi. One thing that I'm not getting during takeout, because I feel like that doesn't travel well, right?
No, that's dangerous. No sushi, no shrimp.
Yeah, why is, like, I've only done takeout sushi once, and then I was like, I don't trust this. I just don't like fish that travel, you know? That not by water, that is.
Particularly raw fish, you want it super, super fresh. I don't want that sitting in some cyclist backpack for 3/4 of an hour, you know, from the West Village. I want to know that it's basically been wriggling 20 minutes earlier.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, other foods that aren't good for takeout. I also say tacos don't travel well. I never get takeout tacos.
Really? I've never thought about that. But yeah, I suppose you're right. Mussels. Never
muscles.
Get muscles.
Oh, blah, 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 blah. Could you imagine? You just get like this soggy cardboard cotton, like box of like steamed mussels.
Not nice.
You know, French fries don't travel well either, or like fried chicken. No.
Soggy.
Yeah, soggy.
Yeah.
Just yeah, I need the crispy crunchy of it all. Yes, well, we all in all, whether we like it or not, it's still prawn scampi day. And so happy prawn shrimp scampi day to you, Ruth.
I'm going to celebrate in the best way I know how.
And
I'm not eating.
by not getting well, you can make it yourself, like if you had some frozen shrimp in the freezer.
That's
or
true.
The fish market, speaking of things that are open in the neighborhood, the fish market is open in the neighborhood still. I just passed by it the other day, so you know
great. I guess people are still fishing.
Yeah, so I mean, it's just like the butcher is still open. Why wouldn't the fish market still be open, right? I don't know if the coronavirus lives on the sea. So, you know, all it takes is one fisherman and a boat, right?
I guess. I mean, I don't know enough about it. I feel I should.
Neither do I. We have gone down
Can we come back?
a windy prawn hole.
Oh, no.
Well, on another positive note, on this day in gay history, in 2002, did you know?
Talking of windy prawn holes.
Yes.
Sorry.
What did you call me? Oh, my God.
You'll cut that bit out later.
Nope, it's absolutely staying in. Anywho, on this day in gay history, in 2002, homosexuality is decriminalized in the People's Republic of China. So, remembering good things of the past, you know. The fight continues, but we're celebrating positive things today. And I thought that was a nice little positive highlight to remember, right?
Yes, indeed.
So,
particularly because Pride's canceled.
Yes, I said positive things. Right?
Sorry. Rewind.
Thanks, Debbie Downer. We're not talking about it. We are celebrating Pride in our hearts. But what I want to know, because, you know, In Your Mouth listeners, if you don't know out there, West 42nd Street is a magazine that that covers the Midtown West area from about 34th Street to 57th Street, 8th Avenue to 12th Avenue. And it's a very popular print, hear me now, print magazine, like tangible children. No swipe left, swipe right, like open the pages and actually read for all the young people out there. And Now since this craziness has happened, you've had to like take everything online, and you're pushing the content out, honey.
Girl, going from a monthly to a daily has been a big personal challenge for me. So I'm just going to put that out there. But yeah, I mean, we made the decision just as this whole thing was starting that doing a print magazine would not be practical. All the bars and restaurants where we circulate would be closed. People would be uneasy about touching a print product. And so we just went fired straight on and went online. We now have a daily newsletter that goes out every morning. And we've got a piece of original content that goes out every day. And it's still just about celebrating human beings who are doing cool, fun, crazy things. Staying upbeat, we really don't want to go down that kind of crazy rabbit hole of news and reports and misinformation. So we're keeping the neighborhood connected, a time of disconnection and isolation.
Yeah, I saw that, and I was actually reading about the gentleman who's delivering how did you put it, sandwiches of love, sandwiches with love.
Oh yeah, he's so lovely. This guy is called Chun Rosencrans, and he is a former incarcerated gentleman. He was an addict and was stealing painkillers, and was in prison for a while. And he was just in a really dark place, but someone's act of kindness to him made him want to pay that forward. And so he got out, he went to college, he's now he's got an amazing life in New York City. He does massage for the Broadway community, but he also takes sandwiches out every day to homeless people, and he writes little notes on them, things like, you know, I love you and you are seen and you are worthy, because he remembers himself what it felt like to be in prison and to be a kind of, you know, forgotten, invisible member of society. And so he wants to really just sort of share some love with these people. It was incredible.
Yeah, I loved that story. How did you even find him?
He is, this is the web contacts. He is the boyfriend of a brother of a friend of mine.
The boyfriend of a brother of a friend's mother's other son's cousin. I see. Second removed. Yes, so close. So close.
Yeah. Very personal friend. Yeah.
I love it. I love that story. And you out there can go to west42ndstreet.com. That's W42ST.com and read that story yourself. What other joyous stories have you found during this journey of like producing daily content?
Yeah. I'm gonna have to try and remind myself, because every day I get one, I'm gonna go, phew, thank God. I got to it today. Got another piece of content.
I'm gonna ask you a question. I'm gonna do a big no-no, ask you a question, then interrupt you. But it's but it's almost like this podcast, in a sense of like every week, you would think, especially now that it's easy to find people, because everyone is home and has a lot of time, you would imagine, but it's not so. And it's actually really hard to find people, especially people who want to be upbeat about things during this time, you know, and not, right, and not like live in this anxious space, this lonely space, this downtrodden space, this news space, which there's room for that, of course, right? Because every day is different, you know, for me, for you, you know, I have my moments. I'm sure you have your moments, but, you know, that's why I was like, oh my God, you know who would be great, a great relief this week?
Light relief.
It's my girl, Ruth. But continuing, but going back to my original question, just about like these positive stories, what other like really great things have come out of this journey of like switching to a daily outlet?
I mean, personally, it has been adapting to a new routine, which I think everyone is dealing with right now. It's like their days are no longer the way their days used to look like. So, you know, I'm getting up much earlier because I'm putting out a newsletter for 9 a.m. every day. But then I tend to take some time early in the morning to do my own things, to work out, and then I'll work later. But there's been, I mean, what has really not surprising at all, that people really show up in times of crisis. So we've had great stories of people like volunteering and doing amazing things. We've got all the Broadway seamstresses, the stitchers who used to make clothes for, you know, the costumes for Moulin Rouge and for Phantom and for Lion King, are now making gowns, for instance, for hospitals and for people in need. I've spoken to trainers, personal trainers, who are now doing kind of online fitness things and helping motivate people. And I mean, one of the big things, I think, you know, the thing that you were alluding to earlier was the publisher, Phil O'Brien, just decided last week, I think people have been contacting him saying, you know what, I really feel like Chinese tonight. Do you know which Chinese is open in the neighborhood? Or, you know, where's a like really, really good pizza? And so he contacted all the restaurants in the neighborhood and said, we're compiling a list. So tell us if you're open, tell us what your new hours are, tell us what your kind of, because everyone's got a reduced menu, right? So everyone's changed their offerings. And he's created a kind of mini Seamless, because Seamless, you know, take 30% sometimes from restaurants' revenue. So we wanted to say to people, don't order through Seamless. Go to your restaurant direct. Make sure they keep all the dollars.
For sure. And I've mentioned this before on the pod, that a bunch of my network of chefs have been complaining about places like Seamless and Grubhub. And I don't know the inner workings of this, but allegedly it's those big discounts that you're seeing when you open an app like Seamless, Grubhub, Caviar, Postmates, or whatever, that discount ends up coming out of the pockets of the restaurant themselves. And so they end up losing money. And so it's almost better to go old school and call the restaurants themselves to, you know, support them in that way. So that way you're making sure that they're receiving every last dollar, you know,
and get on the phone.
Yeah. And more often than not, the food comes quicker.
Actually, that's very true. And I mean, one of the great things that you also then get is a relationship with the restaurant. Okay. Because when you order through Seamless or Grubhub or Postmates, you have a relationship with an app. Whereas if you order direct with the restaurant, then they know you and they know what you like. And they, you know, they know that it's you order every Saturday. And so they get to like you, and you then benefit from the discounts personally. Or just, you know, if you didn't like your meal and you can call up the restaurant owner, they know who you are and they know that you're a regular. And so there's more incentive for them to make sure that you're happy.
Yeah, and that's also really old school, and an old school testament, especially growing up in New York. I remember just, you know, calling the Chinese takeout place, calling the pizza joint. My mother still calls the pizza joint, and he picks up his phone. What's his name? His name is Louis. Louis, I forget, because I haven't ordered there from in forever. It's out in Bay Ridge, Casa Calamari. And he knows my mom. He will sometimes send her a random bottle of wine with her pizza or whatever she orders. I remember one day I wanted chicken Alfredo pizza, and it's not something that they made. And he was like, Michael, what? And I go, instead of red sauce, put Alfredo sauce on it, because you make Alfredo pasta, so you have the sauce, and then put chicken and cheese on it. And he goes, and he goes, really? He goes, all right, I'll try that. And I go, well, take a slice for yourself and send me 7, and then maybe you'll put it on. And that's exactly what he did.
And it's now a bestseller.
Right, probably. I don't know. But no, that's great. And I mean, for the magazine itself, I wrote an article. What article was that about? What issue was that about the neighborhood being so small and New York being as big as it is, I can't speak, really being more small, having these like small town-esque pockets, you know?
Yes. It feels like a village.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of independent restaurants, more independent restaurants than chains.
For sure, for sure. And so, I mean, you know, the guys down at Turco, which is this Mediterranean restaurant, which is not open, I don't think, now that I think about it.
It's not on our list.
No, it's not. And I just passed by it this afternoon on my run, and I didn't see it open. But they know me every time, and it's this hole in the wall. The lentil soup, delicious. Everything actually is really delicious. And the line of guys, every time they see me, they say hi. I say thank you, you know. And
exactly.
It's this relationship that we have. And,
exactly.
I think it's a beautiful thing that you and Phil have done. Shout out to you, Phil O'Brien. This was so last minute. You'll be on the pod, I promise.
Phil would be so much better than me.
No, well, I don't know if so much better, but yeah, you're pretty fabulous. You're pretty fabulous. No. With your hair is so red. Are you cheating?
Well, you know, I mean, much like everyone else in quarantine right now, I've been cutting my bangs, and I've been like experimenting with the hair color. And so what you see is, yeah, all
it's
my
great.
Own work.
I DIY. Love it. I love it. Yeah, you should post a tutorial.
Oh, God, no. I mean, it was literally with the kitchen scissors. I kid you not. I mean, it was the biggest hack job. But from a distance across Zoom, it probably looks fine. And that's all I need right now.
It looks good. It looks good. So I actually haven't been eating out a lot, A, to save money, and B, because I cook a lot. Have you been cooking?
You obviously don't know me, do you?
Oh, do you not cook? I don't know if we've had this discussion, Ruth. Do you cook?
Well, maybe we should have done before this podcast. I'm not a cook. I don't enjoy it at all. I get zero joy out of cooking, which I will probably trace back to when I had young children who didn't appreciate my food. But I've only just started cooking recently. This week, I have done more cooking probably than I've done in years. So I'm kind of maybe me in the kitchen are falling back in love again.
Oh.
We're playing around. We're kind of playing footsie under the table. Flirting.
Oh, you've swiped right on your kitchen and on your stove. And you're now starting to like, hey, how are you? What's up?
That's basically where we're at. We've not committed at all.
You haven't sent each other dirty photos. None of that.
No.
What have you been making?
I made salmon the other day, and I got a beautiful crispy skin on it, and just roasted some broccoli with almonds and lemon juice. It's really, really tasty.
That sounds so simple and delicious.
It was simple and delicious, which is basically me.
That's yes. Is that switch your Tinder headline to that, Ruth? Simple and delicious. Yes, I may have to use that myself.
Yes, you are. You are. You can have that one for free. I've made a bit of chili. I've made some curry. Yeah, playing around like this kind of casserole-y kind of things. So anything simple that I can just shove it all in and then forget about it.
Yeah, you need, you know what you need? You need an Instant Pot.
I do.
Because someone bought me one for my birthday, and I cook a lot, so on and so forth, way before this Instant Pot, you know? Pressure cookers kind of scare me because it's like you have a ticking time bomb in your house. Yeah. But it, I've been kind of experimenting with it more. And I made pulled pork the other day that came out ridiculous.
So okay, good. Amazon, excuse me, I'm going now.
Yeah. use this code. No. Instant
Tell them Pot. Michael Munoz sent you.
I know. Instant Pot and Amazon are not a sponsor yet. But it's really, really funny to this topic that I FaceTime with a few friends every day, all day long, because, you know, a lot of us aren't really working very much, so on and so forth. And it kind of helps with the loneliness and anxiety. You're not left alone with your thoughts, you know, for too long.
Want to be there.
Nope. Nope. Get me out. Get me out. Why is my mind going here? But one of my friends every day, she calls me while I'm making lunch. And the other day she goes, are all your meals this involved? As I'm making like tuna salad or something. and I stopped to think about it. And I was like, yes, they are. I didn't think this was involved, but maybe this is involved for someone who doesn't cook.
What is an involved tuna salad entail?
Well, I mean, the tuna salad I made today, which, P.S., I've been eating way too many tacos. Oh my God. It's Taco Tuesday every day in my tiny apartment. So I made tuna salad with some dill, some lemon, some capers, a little fresh garlic. You know, like I didn't feel like that was very involved, but apparently it's involved. Some jalapenos and tomato.
It's starting to feel involved. If it's got more than four ingredients, it's involved.
Threw it in a taco shell and called it a day. I don't know. I didn't feel like it was involved, but then again, not everybody has capers in their...
No.
In their...
Or would know what to do with them.
Well, you know who to ask.
I'm sure I have a friend who does a food podcast that would know about that sort of thing.
Yeah, right? I mean, I'm sure he's out there somewhere. Well, I think now is as good a time as any to take you all to mine and Ruth's favorite part of the pod and your favorite part of the pod. Are you ready, Ruth?
I'm so excited.
A little bit of food news update. Food news.
Ooh, honey,
you ain't ready,
girl.
Spill the tea.
News update.
DoorDash made a bunch of Zoom backgrounds so you can virtually eat at the Cheesecake Factory. We're doing the Zoom thing.
Yum, yum, yum.
We're doing this Zoom thing all wrong.
What's going on?
I have a closet as a background. You have your front door as a background. And little did we know, thanks to DoorDash, we could be sitting in the Cheesecake Factory together.
I'm just going to tell you that I have a problem with those virtual backgrounds because the minute you move, you kind of disappear into the background. I mean, they're really not great.
Well, because, I mean, who has a green screen set up in their home?
Exactly.
Like, that's what you need. Like, that's or you need, like, a big flat surface.
Also, yeah. I want to see someone's, like, partner walk past and go to the bathroom. Or, you know, the kids hanging over naked, preferably, obviously. You know, the cat climbing on their head. I want to see all those things.
Yeah, I mean, what more is there to say? So DoorDash, this is via delish.com, you know, my favorite website for most of my food news. DoorDash created the Lunchroom, a program that includes Zoom backgrounds that look like restaurants and curated Spotify playlists to go along with them. The restaurants included are the Cheesecake Factory, Chili's, Baskin Robbins, Panera Bread, Cracker Barrel, Buffalo Wild Wings, Auntie Anne's, McDonald's, and Outback. On the DoorDash site, you can choose a restaurant, place an order for delivery, download a Zoom background, and listen to the corresponding Zoom of Spotify playlist. Oh my God.
Oh, because I really want my work colleagues to think I'm sitting in a McDonald's.
Well, I thought this was more than appropriate, right? Because we can just switch those backgrounds to like Westville in Hell's Kitchen or...
That'd be fun.
Or...
Empanada Mama.
Empanada Mamas, yes. You know, or Arriba Arriba.
Let's do it.
You know, that could be the next... We'll call Phil. Call Phil and...
He can make it happen. He makes it all happen. And I will say, talking about Piñata Mama and Arriba Arriba, they are delivering margaritas, which has to be the best development from coronavirus that I can imagine. Seriously.
Well, we may not be here for these DoorDash Cheesecake Factory McDonald's backgrounds, but we are here for virtual backgrounds of our neighborhood restaurants, I would say.
I'm a fan. Let's do it.
Costco is selling frozen wine pops just in time for summer. So, I mean, if we're allowed outside of the house for summer, at least we'll have frozen wine pops. And if not, we'll still have frozen wine pops.
That's going to be good either way. I need to know about the technical aspects of this. Is it actual frozen wine? Does wine freeze?
Well, I mean, yeah, you can make it freeze with, I'm sure there's preservatives or some sort of natural additives. Natural in quotes there.
I'm going to make my own.
Yeah, why not?
It's going to be my thing this summer.
You can go on Amazon and find the, because they're those like ices. We used to call them ices. They're like the really long stick frozen pops. That's what the, in the plastic. Yeah, perfect. They have on Amazon, they have these little Ziploc ice pop bags and they come with a little funnel and then you could fill them up and seal them and then freeze them and make your own.
Yeah, that's but, it. It's happening this summer.
But if you didn't want to do that, an Instagram account called the Costco Connoisseur shared a photo of these frozen wine pops made by the brand Slim Chillers. Each container fits 12 pops that have 8% alcohol in them. Yours and mine would definitely have...
I'm going to say 8%.
A higher percentage. The flavors are a variety, including orange berry mimosa, yes, blackberry pomegranate, sangrini, oh my God, strawberry grapefruit rossini, and peach mango bellini. Who came up with these names?
That doesn't sound like any wine I've drunk anytime recently.
What's a sangrini?
It's a mixture between sangria and
a teeny peeny.
Yeah. Someone's going to like them. It might not be. I don't know that. I'm the target audience for these guys.
I don't know. I mean, because it can't be a sangrita, like a, oh, maybe it's a martini and a sangria.
Oh, a martini.
But it's only 8% alcohol. So that doesn't really, that math doesn't work.
No.
Well, listen, they're an easy way out and they're only 114 calories a piece. So why not, you know?
Why not?
If you have a roof in Hell's Kitchen and you want to like have a alcoholic pop, yeah, here's an easy way to do it. So, like, I'm half here for these.
Okay, I'm half. Well, we'll give them a try.
we'll give them.
If they would like to send us a couple of boxes to sample, I would be more than happy to.
You know what? I would be more than happy to. Skinny Freezer, or Slim Chillers, I should say. Hit us up, and we will be your official taste testers. You're not ready for this. College students charged with feeding foot skin to their unsuspecting roommate. Just in case you missed it, college students charged with feeding foot skin to their unsuspecting roommate.
That's just violence. Maybe this is why I never went to college. Okay, questions. How did they get the foot skin off? Did they just kind of like peel it off.
Just wait. So this is from munchies.com. And in the city of Sheldon, the Northwest Iowa Community College at the time had not yet canceled its in-person classes, right? And so you think that, these students would be busy with schoolwork during this mess because they weren't on lockdown yet. So they shouldn't have been bored enough to peel the dry skin off their feet and mix their actual human skin into a bag of shredded cheese and then sit back and watch their roommate unknowingly eat it.
Oh. No.
Oh my God. So they're all charged with assault in the incident. And the student who ate the skin shavings was only identified as a fourth roommate, and the cursed bag of cheese was consumed in their Osceola Hall dorm room on the school's campus.
I'm assuming then they confessed to the fourth roommate.
Yeah. Cause I'm sure they were all like laughing.
They probably thought it was the funniest thing. I'm going to take some time to process this.
Oh my God. Well, if you're sitting at home, I don't recommend pulling this prank on your significant other. I don't have one, so I'm not eating anybody's foot skin.
It won't be your significant other for much longer. I can pretty much guarantee that.
Well, it's a good way to end things for sure.
Yeah. That roommate getting on your nerves, looking for a quickie divorce. Keep your foot skin.
Mix your foot skin into the cheese. We do not recommend this at all. Please consult your doctor before eating foot skin.
Not endorsed by In Your Mouth.
This is certainly not endorsed by In Your Mouth. And with that, I think this is a great way to end Food News Update.
Can we end on a happy note, please?
God, we're laughing. I think that's pretty happy.
People are vile. I'm going to tell you, I bet it was men. There's no way women would do that.
Oh my God, actually, Lindsay and Cundiff.
No.
Yep. Kiaya Elaine Kastner and Ellie Thompson. They were all women. All women.
Speechless.
Charged with assault in the incident. Yikes. But we ended Food News Update. We're on the happier thing. Oh my God.
Oh, I'm still trying to work out what made them even think that was a funny idea.
Well, college kids, they think of, they probably got drunk or smoked up or just, they're crazy. You're young, you're crazy. You're like, what would be really funny? Like, my foot is peeling. Why don't we, it looks like shredded cheese.
I bet that's what they said. It looks just like shredded cheese.
It looks like Parmesan. Like, let's just throw it in.
Let's just sprinkle on the pizza. Be delicious. Low cal, I'm sure. Bit of protein.
Oh my God. I can't breathe.
Lean. I mean, we eat chicken skin.
Yes, but I mean, we're on like a cannibalism, like that trade here.
Human flesh tastes like chicken.
Oh my God. Anyways, speaking of chicken.
Segue.
I see 123 Burger Shot Beer is still open in the neighborhood.
It is. It's very popular. And they are also doing takeout margaritas.
Oh my God. You know what? We should have, I think the next step to this list is to do subcategories of who's serving like takeout cocktails.
There's definitely a captive audience here in Hell's Kitchen.
Right. Right. Oh my goodness.
On 47th Street.
I'm really impressed by this list though. Not as many Thai restaurants as I would have expected though.
I mean, there are some, and admittedly, remember these are restaurants that got back to us. So some might be open and just didn't reply to us. So there is that. But I mean, there's a really, really good number. I'm sorry. I'm just opening it up now so that I can even have a look at it. but you know, to some sort of high-end places as well. So like for instance, Ardesia are delivering like tasty cheese plates and nibbles and wine, wine floats to people. But yeah, down to the you know, our favorite empanadas,
Et cetera, et cetera. I would have never known et cetera was open. You know, I mean, how are they delivering those, like their fancy dishes? That's a really interesting kind of thought, like higher end restaurants kind of delivering these like gourmet meals. And how do they, you know, because half of that experience is having it, you know, plated a certain way.
Right.
And so does it get plated in the box and then jostled around on the bike, or do they separate it all into like little sections and then you have to plate it yourself?
I think we need to get et cetera, to send us some to sample. And then we could report on exactly.
Yes. The owner of et cetera, his name is slipping my mind right now, but he's lovely. He's very, very lovely. I met him many, many years ago. I've also discovered some places that I didn't even know existed, like Foodies Dumpling.
Oh, they're great. Now, I have to tell you, they were a surprise one for me because I found them just by chance and their dumplings are delicious.
Are
just
they?
A hole in the wall.
Are they? Well, technically, I live not in Hell's Kitchen. I live across the border in Times Square. I can't get a key to the community garden. So.
Oh, can you not? I was going to say you're an honorary member.
Well, I mean, I'm literally across the avenue here. I was really happy to see that places like Cave are open, and I thought
Jolly
I saw
Goat.
The Jolly Goat and St. Kilda's.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And I think it's not on the list, or maybe it is. UT47 coffee shop is open as well.
Yeah. St. Kilda's coffee is one of my favorites in the neighborhood. And this podcast is a little bit of a love letter to the neighborhood and to West 42nd Street Magazine that covers this neighborhood. Just because, you know, we have to, as a community and as voices in our community, I think we need to kind of highlight, you know, the beautiful things that are happening in here and the businesses and the beautiful people. So like, and beautiful people like Ruth Walker and one Artie of St. Kilda Coffee. Oh my God, have you met him? He's delicious.
I clearly should meet him. Hello, Artie.
Oh my God. Oh.
It's Artie from, where's St. Kilda? Is that Australia?
Yes, he's not Australian. I think he's actually Greek. He's gorgeous and straight. And you could tell I've been pent up in this house for 7-8 weeks alone because, oh my God, he's gorgeous.
Well, hello, Artie. Anytime you want to meet a little feisty redheaded Scots lady.
Yeah. Oh, you know, that Greek leaven. Mm. Listen, I judge my lovin' based on the culture's food. Okay, you got good food, you know, you got good lovers.
I've never thought about it before, but I think that's probably very accurate,
right? Because that Greek food, because you have to know, you know, you have to know how to make some love to make some killer food like that.
Where then does bad food, who should I look out for, basically? This is what I'm saying.
Oh,
Germans. German cuisine is not
my
favorite.
There was like an infographic, I don't know, put out by whom, about like the largest member size across the world. And the Germans ranked really high on the list.
They are famous for their sausage.
Yes. So I don't know if we can discount the Germans.
Okay. Russian.
Yeah, maybe.
I'm sorry for all the Russians listening. I'm sure you're all lovely. Your cuisine isn't among, you know.
I am not well versed in Russian cuisine, so I can't speak to it. But we should take you know what we should do when all of this is over? Is take a ride out to Brighton Beach and do like a Russian food tour.
Oh, we should do that.
That would be delicious, right?
Or we could just go to the Russian tea room.
Yes, or the Russian samovar in the neighborhood.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. The Russian samovar is a little bit more affordable than the Russian tea room.
Okay.
And I think a little bit more authentic too.
And also Coney Island's even more authentic.
Yes, for sure. For sure. Oh my God. I love that you all put together this list. Folks out there, you can go to West 42nd Street. That's W42ST.com/open. If you're in the neighborhood and are looking to support your local business, I know that I have a bunch of local listeners, and I think what Phil and Ruth have done here is exceptional. Oh, the West Bank Cafe is open. Look at that.
West Bank Cafe, absolutely. Cash only. But reduced menu, and they're also doing some of their wine as well. Much cheaper. I think it's just wholesale.
Yes, Vintner Wine Market is on this list, and they have some of the best sandwiches in the neighborhood. But every time I've passed it, it doesn't look like it's open. So maybe, are they running it out of the wine shop itself?
I'm wondering if Vintner are only doing the wine shop and not the sandwiches.
Maybe. Because it says regular menu available, and on the door it says open, but they're not open.
Oh, maybe you have to call in and then...
Yeah, and maybe they make it. So there's also, I wanted to do a special shout out to all the markets that are not big box stores like Food Emporium and stuff like that, Christie's in the neighborhood, like things like the Big Apple Meat Market, things like the Terra Market. I mentioned the Fish Market and Styles Fruit Market and Esposito's, the butcher shop in the neighborhood. All of those are open for business. All of those are smaller entrepreneur owned. So I think we should definitely not forget those people.
And Styles Market as well.
Yes, Styles.
Did you say them?
Did I say them? I can't remember right now. But all of those definitely need a shout out because they provide really, really great food at a much more affordable price at times.
We're really blessed in the neighborhood to have some great grocery stores.
Yes, for sure.
You
know what we don't have, and I don't see a lot on this list either? Pick a Bagel is on this list. And I only mention this because I went to order, I wanted a bagel this weekend with very New York lox, cream cheese, the capers, the onions, the whole nine. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't find one for under $30.
What?
Yes, to deliver.
What about a Bodega?
Yeah, lox and cream cheese. Like, there are specific things you get from a bodega, and I am all here for bodega shopping. Like, a bacon, egg, and cheese from a bodega, yes. Lox and cream cheese, no.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know where to suggest. And we in the neighborhood have not been blessed by bagel stores anyway.
Hudson Bagel opened, though, and they're delicious, but, like, now they're, like, closed. Because I look for them on this list, and they're not here. And when I pass, they're not open either, which is a shame.
I'm going to take some notes and do some research and get back to you on that one.
Yeah. Anyways.
Glazes bagels.
I know. To close out the pod, before we go, I want to talk about things that are bringing you joy these days, personally.
That's a lovely way to end, Michael. Yeah. Things that bring me joy are, I will say, I've been constantly entertained by how creative people are getting on Zoom. So I have done games nights, I've done disco nights, I've done bingo. I'm having a lot of fun with my friends online, which has been kind of unexpected. I have another friend who keeps me accountable in the morning for our workout every day. So we kind of buzz each other and make sure that we're doing that. So all of those things are giving me great joy. And I have to give a shout out to my friend Leslie, who offered me her apartment while she is out of town. And I can come away from my apartment and see four different walls. And I have a table to work at. And I'm not getting in the way and under the feet of my roommate. And just to have somewhere to go every day has been a massive blessing. So I am enormously thankful for that.
Amen to that, because in your mouth, listeners, I think you all know that the Times Square studio is only 120 square feet. I am giving new meaning to what living in the closet is here.
Oh, girl.
So I think that's why I'm so joyous today on this super, super sunny day, because I got to go out and like just be out, and I'm running down the middle of the street. I'm like not near anybody. I have my mask on while I do a light exercise, but like that vitamin D. You know, since I'm not getting the D anywhere else.
It's beautiful out there today.
You know, what else is bringing you joy?
I'm speaking to you, my friend.
I wasn't fishing for a compliment, but yes, I'll take it.
Yes, you were. It is a lovely thing when you're doing a daily newsletter because you get daily feedback from people. So it's always so nice to have people who respond and say, I loved reading that, and that was really fun. And we do a name game every day at the end of the newsletter, and it'll be something like, I mean, today was, what's your quarantine rap name? And you have to choose, you know, the day of the month you were born and the month. And so I'm Da Clorox, apparently.
Oh, you're Da Clorox. Yes. What would be my quarantine rap name?
Girlfriend, I'm going to have to go in and find it out because obviously I'm not nearly ready enough. But, you know, people are playing the game and they're joining in, and it's just, you know, it's a little bit of fun. You've got to take your joy.
Do you know how to find your quarantine alcoholic name?
We're going to have to make that one up.
No, it starts with your first name and ends with your last name. No, things that are bringing me joy have been dancing with Mark Kinamura on Instagram, talking to all sorts of people, all my friends just keeping me afloat, you know, through the good days and the bad days, because, you know, it's really hard to motivate these days. So kudos to you for figuring it out and getting up and pushing through, because, oh, some of these days are rough, girl. Other things that are bringing me joy, and I know this sounds like product placement, but anything I mentioned on this podcast does not sponsor me, but bubbly strawberry sparkling water.
But can, if you would like to.
Yes. Is probably one of the most delicious things I've tasted in a while. You know, cooking and posting stupid things. Dalgona coffee has been bringing me joy.
That sounds nice. You've got to get those little speckles of joy where you possibly can.
Yeah, for sure. Let's give the kids all the information so they could find you. Obviously, we know the West 42nd Street website is w42st.com. And if you want to see the things that are open, just do /open. But if you want to find Ruth on Instagram or West 42nd Street on Instagram, Ruth, take it away.
West 42nd Street, at West 42nd Street, at Ruth Leslie on Instagram. We are at West 42nd Street, actually, on everything. Twitter, online, Facebook, wherever you care to look, wherever your chosen social media presence is.
MySpace, Grindr, all of it. And you know how I always complain that on this podcast, In Your Mouth listeners, that nobody writes to me? I've gotten some very lovely letters telling me that the podcast has been bringing people joy, that a bunch of new listeners have like written me privately and are really enjoying the podcast. Keep those notes coming. They really lift me up, especially during this time. I love to hear it. I love to hear from you, even if it's just a hello note. You could find me at In Yo Mouth Pod on Instagram and Twitter, or you could find me at inyomouthnyc@gmail.com. This has been such a great episode. Thank you for bringing me a little bit of joy today, Ruth. Thank you.
Thank you, Michael, for inviting me. It's been lovely to see your gorgeous face and be here and have some fun.
I know, and I can't wait till we're together again.
I know, but then we're going to the beach and we're drinking vodka and
doing Russian things and making alcoholic ice pops.
Yes, it's going to be so much fun.
Our dance cards are full. I doubt the alcohol will even reach it into the ice pop bag. But that's another story for another time. This has been great. Once again, thanks. Thank you to Ruth. And as always out there, thank you for listening to In Yo Mouth.